have a question.
Yeah.
If that's the case, then why do we get all wrapped up in the number of followers we have?
People get wrapped up. That's a psychology question. People get wrapped up in followers because they want to be liked. Here with my co-host Dee. Hi, Dee.
Hi, everybody. Hello.
And we have another great episode or conversation to have with you today. This time we're talking about social media. And I'm going to get right into it because, you know, I don't like wasting a whole bunch of time. So I was scrolling through Instagram and, you know, we can have the Instagram / TikTok conversation all you want. I am of the old school mindset that I really don't care. I'm going to be on all the platforms and see what everybody's talking about because the platforms are different. You know, TikTok is different than Instagram. It provides different stuff. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So when I want more funny stuff, for me personally, this is my algorithm. Okay. Your algorithm is probably going to be a little different, but for me, the funny stuff, the kids, the cats, the, I hate my job content for me is on Instagram. The more, you know, what's happening in the world, who's protesting, what, that's going to be my TikTok stuff. So depends on the mood.
I hear you. Same here.
Yeah. So I was flipping through Instagram and I came across this video of a cat. And I mean, I'm not a cat person, so I guess the cat was cute. I don't know. I'm not a cat person, but it was a cat. But the message is what stopped me in my tracks. And on it was some text that said that this person was in a marketing class and they were, they had made some type of bet with their instructor that if they could, you know, I guess, I don't know, maybe get a good grade or something, if they can show that you can do marketing outside of what is taught in a marketing class. And, you know, I've got my own opinion on that, but I got to thinking about the repercussions of this type of mindset. The person who set up the account was able to get to over 50,000 followers on Instagram. So I applaud them for that because it's not easy to do. And I'm not going to take their shine, but I did want to bring this to the conversation today and talk about the importance or lack thereof of followers.
Okay.
So, followers matter to a point. And what I mean by that is your followers for your business account. Okay. I'm not talking about if you are a budding influencer or if you are, although this probably, you know, equates to that too. I just haven't really thought about it that much. But if you are a business, if you are a company, if you are selling a product, you're selling a service, you're promoting your brand, followers matter to a point because you need eyeballs inside of brains to be able to see your message. Because without the eyeballs that are attached to the people, you won't get the money. Okay. So that's what it boils down to. You need eyeballs to see your message. And, you know, having a million followers is wonderful. It doesn't mean that you have a million sales. Okay. Mm-hmm. So if you are, you know, this person, they were really excited because they got 50,000 followers. And while that is wonderful, if they were a business, they're not necessarily, that doesn't necessarily equate to they're bringing in the dough.
Then I have a question.
Yeah.
If that's the case, then why do we get all wrapped up in the number of followers we have?
People get wrapped up. That's a psychology question. People get wrapped up in followers because they want to be liked. Yeah, I know. I know. I said what I said.
Okay.
A lot of people, social media is all about like me. Don't you like me? Follow me because you care about what I have to say. And I guarantee you Nike could really care less.
Yeah, because I like you doesn't mean that I'm going to necessarily part with my money.
Exactly.
And buy what you have to offer.
Exactly.
So.
Exactly.
Okay.
So you've got to have more than a whole bunch of people following you. Not to mention, we are all aware of the bot epidemic happening on social media. So having somebody follow you doesn't necessarily mean that's a person that's going to buy from you.
I got another question. You have a million followers.
Yeah.
Is there a way to find out how many of those million followers are bots?
No.
So I don't actually have a million followers.
No. I'm going to take it one step further.
Huh.
You don't know how many of those people are duplicates. I have a business account and I have a personal account. And then I have a private account.
Wow.
I very well could all three of those follow someone. And that makes them think they've got three followers and they don't. They have one. They have me.
Wow.
So, you know, while people are out there, and I mean, literally people are out there losing sleep over how many followers they do or do not have, you need to be focusing on reach, not just reaching any old body, just a warm body, just a human being. You want to be reaching the right people that want what you have, that have the money to pay for what you're offering and have the willingness to, as you said, part with their money, give it to you in exchange for whatever it is that you're selling.
So is that your definition of reach?
Yes. Okay. Reach is getting your message to the right audience.
Okay.
And you can expand your reach. You can expand your reach a number of different ways.
Okay.
You can expand your audience, meaning, you know, right now my audience only includes women between the ages of 25 and 45. I could expand my reach by saying now women and men.
Mm.
You see what I'm saying? So you can change your demographic as long as it still pertains to your product. Okay.
Yeah.
But you can expand your demographic, kind of move outside your comfort zone. Look at your products and your services. Is there something else you could possibly offer that would bring in another set or another sector of the population?
But that's only if that demographic is willing and able to pay the price you're asking for the product or service you're selling.
Exactly.
Otherwise, you just wasting time,
right.
Money, effort,
right.
Going after, thinking, and this is what a lot of people think, everybody wants what I have to offer. Everybody wants to see me dance.
Exactly.
Everybody wants to see me cook.
Right.
And that's just...
That's not the case.
That's not the case. Okay.
So, you know, it's interesting. There's a company out there that's really, really was big. I want to say about maybe... It's been over a year now. Mm-hmm. It's been over a year now. So maybe 18 months ago, mm-hmm. I started looking at this company. I started seeing their ads. And they are a company that they do virtual challenges. So if you are somebody that's trying to work on your health and you want to walk more and you want to get those 10,000 steps that everybody, you know, always says that you need to have in your day. When I saw their ad, I was like, oh yes, I want to walk more. And the premise of the service is it's a digital platform. You sign up, you pay for a particular challenge. The very first one I did, I think I walked, somewhere in Egypt. I don't know, but it's a virtual walk. And so, as you're walking throughout your days, and you set how long you want to take the journey. So like, I think the first one I ever did was 20 miles.
Mm-hmm.
And every day my health tracker would tell me how far, you know, in miles or kilometers, I walked, and I would be able to get a postcard. Mm-hmm. So if I walked, you know, 2 miles, if I was walking this track or this trek in Egypt, this is where I would be in this town. And here's some information about the town and the people and blah, 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 blah. And it's really cool. It's motivating, and I like the service. But all of their treks or all of their challenges had to do with locations. You could walk the state of California. You can walk to the furthest, the southernmost part of the United States, all the way down to in Florida. You can, there's just all these different places you can walk. And they were all place-based. And then even one of the ones I did was the trek that Jesus made between Passover and resurrection. Mm-hmm. Okay, so the whole walking thing that he did. And then all of a sudden, mm-hmm. I stopped seeing the ads. And I'm like, I wonder if people just weren't taking to it. Mm-hmm. Now I'm seeing the ads again. And they're like, take the Star Wars trek. And so take, I think they have like a Harry Potter trek or something like that. But they're all now fictional places. And I'm thinking, oh, they had to pivot. They had to identify another direction to take their message.
Because they weren't probably making the money and, mm-hmm. and attracting the people
right.
that they initially attracted when they started.
Exactly.
And they will probably forever have to do that.
Yes.
Because like any business owner, you know, eventually you will tap out.
Right. Exactly. Exactly. This morning, I thought it was really interesting. I was watching on Discovery Plus, I was watching HGTV, one of these shows, an old show, like an old version of House Hunters or something. But an ad came on for Maybach.
Wow.
And I was sitting in bed and I sat straight up and said, did that just say Maybach? I mean, one of the most expensive automobiles, and I might say one of the most beautiful, one of the most expensive automobiles in the world had to do a commercial.
I'd love to know what brought that on.
What
motivated that to happen?
Now, I know they were promoting a new vehicle that they have out, and they definitely weren't promoting what is it? The Maybach oh goodness, what is it? I want to say Ghost, but that's not it. Phantom. They weren't promoting the Phantom. I mean, I don't think you ever need to promote that. But it's a new Maybach. And you know, Maybach is Mercedes. So of course they were showing the Mercedes logo. But I just thought to myself, are you needing a different demographic? You see what I'm saying? Are we pivoting to regular people? Because, and then that got me to thinking, will Maybach still have the draw that it has or that it had if it goes more commercial, if it's less attainable or more attainable? You see what I'm saying?
Like
there's something about Louis Vuitton for me. When I was younger, Louis Vuitton was something regular people did not, you couldn't afford that. Mm-hmm. Now everybody's got a Louis bag. And I'm like, I'm good.
Yeah.
You know, and if everybody's going to be rolling around in a Maybach, I don't know that I want it anymore.
So are you saying that they were expanding their reach?
They are definitely expanding their reach.
But how successful
I don't know how that's going to be.
Huh.
I don't know how that's going to be. That, I mean, it's interesting because I feel like it's a gamble. I do feel like it's a gamble, you know, because you could run into people like me who are like, I mean, that's great, but I aspire to have a Maybach because nobody has a Maybach. Mm. I mean, now, true enough, if you're listening to us and you're in California, I'm sure you see those every 5 minutes. I'm in Durham, North Carolina. Okay, baby, we don't have that here. So don't come for me. Whereas, oh, well, we ought to. Okay, that's great. But in the rest of the world where regular people live, mm-hmm. not Tinseltown, we don't see Maybachs every day. Mm-hmm. I mean, I almost crash my coupe every time I see Maserati, you know, and baby, that's my dream car. But I don't see Maseratis on TV. On TV.
Yeah. You actually spent money on a commercial ad.
A commercial.
For a luxury, beyond luxury car.
Because you needed to pivot.
Mm.
Because you need, I'm genuinely believe, and I don't have proof that that's why they did
right.
an ad. But I feel like when Maybach comes out with a new car, you don't already have a list of people that have been waiting on it.
Right. And they advertise differently. It's not like they're going to advertise to the masses.
Masses.
I mean, for what?
Exactly.
I don't know.
I thought that was interesting. And that just kind of, again, is a little about expanding and changing your mm-hmm. reach.
Mm-hmm.
Another way to expand or change your reach is to, you know, offer a completely different version of your product or service. Mm-hmm. So let's say you currently have, and I'm thinking of this off the top of my head, so I don't have a great example, but let's say you have some type of physical product and you decide that you want to digitize it.
Hmm.
So that those people who cannot use or access the physical product can still engage with you. Oh, this is great. For example, let's say you are a personal trainer and you go around to people's homes. I used to have a personal trainer. She came to my apartment complex. She was amazing. But let's say, you know, I go and I have surgery and I can't get down the steps
mm-hmm.
to be able to go over to the workout room. Or, you know, she ends up needing to take on people in a different area and can't make it to me anymore. She might not want to lose me as a customer.
Mm-hmm.
And so what could she do? Well, she could start offering custom workout plans for me that she sends me via video.
Hmm. Okay.
You see what I'm saying?
Sure.
That I can do in my apartment.
Sure.
And that way, you know, now she has me still as a client. I'm still getting the personalized service. True, I probably wouldn't pay the same amount that I would pay if mm-hmm. she were physically here, but she didn't lose me as a customer. And she doesn't have to invest the amount of time it takes to drive here
mm-hmm.
or to drive to wherever else she needs to go, which takes up, I'm sure, was taking up quite a bit of her time.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay, I can see that.
So, you know, if you have a product or service that's physical and you want to digitize it so that you can access more people, mm-hmm. people that are not in your physical location, people around the globe,
mm-hmm.
That would be another way to expand your reach. You could also decide, you know, I now offer international shipping. Now you've opened yourself up to how many countries are there in the world?
Right.
I mean, there's seven continents. You currently listening to this live on one,
right?
So you've got six continents left. That could be, you know, the world is your oyster is a true statement.
It's just a matter of really thinking it through and really giving the reach and giving the marketing. You have to put some thought into this. Otherwise, you're just running around the block over and over and over again, mm-hmm. expecting different results.
Exactly.
Mm, interesting.
So going back to, you know, the video that I saw, you know, I was concerned about the young man or young woman. I'm not sure if it was a female or a male that put the post out about, you know, wanting to show that he can do better than his marketing course by putting this cat out there. But, you know, my concern is that you're not making any money. And a lot of times when I talk to small business owners, large business owners, medium business owners, I will say, small and medium, I don't get it a lot from large. Coca-Cola is never going to tell you that their bottom line ain't to make money. Only medium-sized companies, only small businesses think that, you know, the answer to the question of what is your ultimate goal, they're the only ones that think the answer is, I want to change the world. Yes, that's wonderful. Definitely, you want to change the world. Now, take that ideology, go over to your bank and tell them that you want to pay your mortgage with the change you're going to make in the world and watch them laugh you out of the building, okay? The fact of the matter is, especially here in America, you need money. So, you know, you start a business because you want to help people, but you start a nonprofit if you want to help people. If you want to make money, you need to start a business. Okay. So your business shouldn't be all about, I have a whole bunch of followers. Your business should be about, I've got 10,000 followers and I would say, based on my analytics, 40% of those are past customers, are customers that have made a purchase from me.
Okay.
And of that 40%, 30% are repeat customers.
This is all something that people rarely talk about.
They don't talk about that. They talk about how many, I've got 1 billion followers, good for you. Are any of them real?
And everybody's chasing after the initial customer.
Yes.
And they forget about everybody. Goodness. Oh, I just got to get new customers, new customers, new customers.
Right.
But you, to sustain your business,
right,
you don't need new customers. You need people coming back. And if you have a product
mm-hmm.
that people only buy once or twice a year,
right,
well, that's a whole, we won't even get into that today, but mm-hmm. that's a whole different strategy.
Exactly. Exactly. So I guess the moral of this conversation is, you know, you're over there and you're stressing out about followers.
Yeah.
Let me explain something to you. And no one's going to tell you this. You're going to stress out. Business is not easy. I don't care what your favorite guru is telling. I only work 3 hours a week and I make $50 billion a year. Shut up. No, you don't. No, you don't. Number one, stop lying to these poor people. Business is hard and it's stressful because you don't know where. I mean, how many times have you gotten a sale and you thought to yourself, where the hell did that come from? Lobby damn. Somebody was listening and I didn't even know they were. Like you people, you're listening to this right now. I don't know if anybody's listening to me. I'm just out here talking. But, you know, you put your stuff out, you put your shingle up because you have something that you believe in. And you want other people to see what you have and acknowledge that it's good and purchase it because you believe that it will help them do whatever it is that they're trying to do.
Right.
Okay. So being out here, having a business, it's hard. You're going to stress. Don't stress about bull.
True.
You out here stressing about how many people follow you, and you need to be stressing about the people that do follow you. Do they buy from you?
You're right.
I don't care that they follow you. And that literally is actually only about 30% of the struggle.
Or,
once they follow you, they got to buy from you.
That's right. And if they buy from you, are they going to buy again?
Are they going
to
buy
again? And what are you doing to stay connected with them so that they know you still exist so they can buy again?
Exactly. Exactly. So, you know, when you sit down and you look at your numbers, you know, go ahead, pat yourself on the back. If you've got a ton of followers, that's a big feat. It's not easy to do, but don't get stuck if you don't see the number moving the way that you want it to. Your efforts need to be in making sure that the people that follow you are getting enough value that they want to give you their money.
Right.
That's the key. Are you making any money? Are you profitable? It's not all about profit. Again, go tell Bank of America it's not all about profit. All right. Well, that was the conversation with a digital strategist for today. We would like to invite you to join the conversation. If you have seen the Instagram post that I'm talking about with the person and the cat, let me know. We have set up a place for you to come and join us and join the conversation, I should say. You can go to the link either on the page that you're looking at or in the notes, the description of this podcast. I don't know where you guys are looking at it, but wherever you are looking at it, wherever the description is, there's a link. Go to that link and sign up, and you can ask questions. You can post comments to this episode. You can engage with us. You can engage with each other. It's a great little community over there, and we would love to hear your input. How many followers do you have? Did you? How long did it take you to get to that many followers? Mm-hmm. And do you know what percentage of your followers are also customers? I'm interested to know.
Mm-hmm. Great question.
Yeah. All right. Awesome. Thank you, everyone, for hanging with us. And we hope that you have a great rest of your day.
See you on the next episode. Bye-bye.